Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Baladev said, O Supreme Controller, these boys are not great demigods, as I previously thought, nor are these cults great sages like Narada. Now I can see that you alone are manifesting yourself in all varieties of difference. Although one, you are existing in the different forms of the cults and boys. Please briefly explain this to me. Having thus been requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation, and Baladev understood it. Purport. Inquiring from Krishna about the actual situation, Lord Balaram said, My dear Krishna, in the beginning I thought that all these cows, colts and cowherd boys were either great sages and saintly persons or demigods. But at the present, it appears that they are actually your expansions. They are all you. You yourself are playing as the colts and cows and boys. What's the mystery of this situation? Where have those other colts and cows and boys gone? And why are you expanding yourself as the cows, colts and boys? Will you kindly tell me what is the cause? At the request of Balaram, Krishna briefly explained the whole situation, how the colts and boys were stolen by Brahma, and how he was concealing the incident by expanding himself so that people would not know that the original cows, colts and boys were missing. Balaram understood, therefore, that this was not Maya, but Krishna's opulence. Krishna has all opulences, and this was but another opulence of Krishna. At first, Lord Balaram said, I thought that these boys and colts were a display of the power of great sages like Narada. But now I see that all these boys and colts are you. After inquiring from Krishna, Lord Balaram understood that Krishna himself had become many. That the Lord can do this is stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33, Advaita Machutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. Although he is one, he can expand himself in so many forms. According to the Vedic version, Ekam Bahu Syam, he can expand himself in many thousands and millions, but still remain one. In that sense, everything is spiritual because everything is an expansion of Krishna. That is, everything is an expansion either of Krishna himself or of his potency. Because the potency is non-different from the potency and the potent are one. Sakchi-sakchi-sakchi-mator-abheda. The Mayavadis, however, say sit-ashit-samanivaya. Spirit and matter are one. This is a wrong conception. Spirit, shit, is different from matter, asit, as explained by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.4.5. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi revacha hankara iti yamme bina prakriti astadaha. Apereyam itastiv anyam prakriti vidime param jiva bhutam maho baho ya yedam darayate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty Arm Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. Spirit and matter cannot be made one, for actually there are superior and inferior energies, yet the Mayavadis or Advaitavadis try to make them one. This is wrong. Although spirit and matter ultimately come from the same one source, they cannot be made one. For example, there are many things that come from our bodies, but also they come from the same source, they cannot be made one. We should be careful to note that although the Supreme Source is one, the emanations from this source should be separately regarded as inferior and superior. The difference between the Mayavad and Vaishnava philosophies is that the Vaishnava philosophy recognizes this fact. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, therefore, is called Achintya Bheda Abheda. simultaneously oneness and difference. For example, fire and heat cannot be separated. For where is fire, there is heat, and where there is heat, there is fire. Nonetheless, although we cannot touch fire, heat, and we can tolerate. Therefore, although they are one, they are different. Om Agyana Timilandasya Gyana Gyana Chalakaya Saksu Sunitam Gyana Etasma Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapatandikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kachana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyave Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Naite Suresha Risho Tachaite Tvam Eva Basisha Bid Arshaye Hapi Sarvam Pritak Tvam Nigamat Katam Vadeti Uktena Vritam Prabhuna Balo Avait. Lord Baladev said, O Supreme Controller, these boys are not great demigods, as I previously thought, nor are these calls great sages like Narada. Now I can see that you alone are manifesting yourself in all varieties of difference. Although one, you are existing in the different forms of the calls and boys. Please briefly explain this to me. Having thus requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation, and Baladev understood it. So here we come to the more or less to the conclusion of this superb, but every Krishna Lila are superb. This Krishna Lila regarding the Brahma stealing the boys and calves. Lord Brahma is definitely a great personality. He is the first authority in Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge was imparted to Lord Brahma billions of years ago in his heart, Tene Brahma Rida Ayadi Kavaye, as this is explained in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Vedic knowledge was revealed to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to Brahma. And Brahma is the first human being, the first being. And when Brahma received this knowledge in his heart, then he could start the process of creation. Before receiving this knowledge in his heart, Brahma first did tapasya. And actually, to do tapasya is the only way to get some knowledge, provided that this tapasya is bona fide, that is to say, confirmed by other higher authorities, that is to say, the spiritual master. At the beginning of creation, everything was dark. Nothing existed, practically speaking. And Brahma was alone in the middle of his lotus flower, and he looked in various directions. And because he looked in various directions, he got heads, different heads, four heads in our universe. And when he heard from far behind, from somewhere, he didn't know where, the two syllables, Ta, pa. Then he began to meditate for one thousand of celestial years. And then after he received knowledge in his heart. But this knowledge actually came from the flute of Lord Krishna. So Brahma is somewhat a very special personality. But still, although a very special person, and actually the head of our Sampradaya, we should remind to the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, which is a part of the Brahma Sampradaya, still he became puffed up. He became puffed up because, you see, in the material condition life, this is a tendency that when one has accomplished something, then the tendency is to have some pride and to think that one is the author of something. But it is very clearly explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that the conditioned souls, because of his false ego, thinks that he is a doer, although the things he has created are actually the result of material nature. Ahankari vibhutatma. So now, to come back to Brahma, now he's been puzzled by Krishna in the pastimes we are reading. And it's not the first time. In another instance of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Lord Brahma arriving in Dwarka city, the superb city made by Krishna, or inhabited by Krishna, and Brahma thinks he can go and see Krishna. This is nice. He wants to pay obeisances to Krishna, and he knocks at the door in one of the palaces, and he asks, "I would like to see Krishna, Lord Krishna." And the person at the gate says to him, "But who are you?" "Well, you see, I am Brahma." "Oh, okay, sir. I will go and check if Krishna can have a meeting with you, can receive you, welcome you." So the gatekeeper goes inside, asks Krishna, and Krishna says, "But can you ask him what Brahma he is? Whose Brahma he is?" And the doorkeeper comes back to see Brahma and says to him, "But what Brahma are you?" "But excuse me, I am Brahma. I am Brahma of this universe." And at this moment, the doorkeeper comes back to Lord Krishna. But then the gate opens. And then inside the place, Lord Brahma sees that there are actually innumerable Brahma who are inside. Some are four-headed, some are eight-headed Brahmas, 16-headed, 64 1,000, 1 billion heads. So Brahma is completely confused. And he realizes how small is his position in regard to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Brahma becomes confused. And so in this instance, Brahma becomes confused. And tricky Lord Krishna is very happy. Because this is also the great pleasure of Lord Krishna to have some exchanges with his devotees, and Krishna is the most tricky person, and he adores to have pastimes with his devotees and to put them in confusion, in transcendental confusion actually, in order to set examples to future generations for the attitude we should have toward the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now we see that this the whole chapter And this paragraph, this sloka in particular, deals with expansions. And actually, expansions is one of the main topics that we see in the Bhagavatam and in the scriptures, actually. Right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, third chapter, dealing with the avatars, Sutta Goswami explains to the sages of Naimisharanya that right at the beginning of creation, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, expanded in the universal form of the Purusha avatar. And then, from this expansion, other expansions came, and the whole cosmic creation appeared. And in the same chapter, third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Krishna says, or it is explained that actually, ete chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. There are so many incarnations, expansions of the Lord, but still, the Supreme One is definitely Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who comes and to have pastimes and to chastise also all enemies. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadunam, vinashaya saduskritam, dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear to chastise the miscreants, re-establish the principles of spirituality, and to protect my devotees. This is the eternal pastimes of Lord Krishna, the supreme mission of Lord Krishna. But actually, Krishna comes in his various expansions, in his various manifestations, in his various forms, for only one reason. Only one reason. Because here is the external reason, which is explained, as we just said, three main reasons. Protect devotees, chastise miscreants, and re-establish the principles of religiosity, spiritual life. But still, the real and inner reason for Lord Krishna to come is because he is the transcendental autocrat. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Prabhupada says, transcendental autocrat. And he appears for only one reason, because he wants to appear, because it pleases him to appear. And Lord Krishna is very happy to appear. For what? To have actually pastimes with his devotees. Lord Krishna is so happy to fight, so he appears in Varahadev, or he appears as Hiranyakashipu, in order to have some struggle with fallen giant Vijay, who still will come back to the spiritual world, go back to the spiritual realm anyway. But so this is the pleasure of Lord Krishna, to expand in so many forms, so as to please himself and to please his devotees. Lord Krishna, when he comes back on our planet, or when he appears on the material world, actually he never comes alone. He comes with demigods surrounding him, and with them he has wonderful pastimes. Now, all these forms of Krishna, they are described by Mayavadis, or they are understood by Mayavadis as to be one, only one. And this is their misfortune. Yes, and this is also revealed in the verse. Yes, everything is one. Lord Krishna says this to Baladev. But at the same time, life is many. And life in the spiritual realm, in spirituality, is many. There's unlimited planets in the Vaikuntha realm, and there are unlimited pastimes of Lord Krishna. And we cannot stay for a long time merging in the impersonal Brahman. The impersonal Brahman cannot give unlimited pleasure. Yes, to come to the level of Brahman gives some pleasure. This is also one of the conclusions of Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Yes, to come to the level of Brahman and to come to the level of spiritual understanding, Brahman means has many meanings in Vaishnava and philosophy. Brahman means the spirit souls. Brahman means the spiritual knowledge. And Brahman also means the supreme effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, emanating from Krishna Loka, the supreme planet. But Krishna definitely says that he is at the source of Brahman. In the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says, Brahmanohi pratistaham. Brahmanohi pratistaham. I'm at the source of Brahma. I'm the origin of Brahman. And therefore, to realize myself, Lord Krishna, as Brahman is one thing, but you have to deal with me as a person, personally. And this gives pleasure to you. This gives pleasure to me. Krishna, Lord Krishna, Syamasundar is so happy when he has intimate relationships with his devotees. Definitely, when we think of a little, we may realize that actually there is, in one sense, very small difference between soul Brahman realization and materialistic life. I remember I was in a taxi from Calcutta to Mayapur, and I spoke to the taxi driver, and some kind of fallen soul, unfortunately, he was born, as most people in India, in a spiritual family. But still now he explained to me how nice it was to take meat and no matter if we drink alcohol anyway, fine. But you see, actually, we are one anyway. So also I may be fallen. Yes, you see, I may be fallen. I may drink alcohol and take meat for some time. But you see, I understand I'm spirit soul. And definitely, although I'm in a fallen condition, I may appear to be in a fallen condition at the moment, still everything is one. And I'm sure that anywhere I'll go back to the same unique source. Well, maybe. Yes, but in many, many lifetimes, I believe so. This is explained in the Shastras. So no, not everything is one first, for sure. But the paths are different. And it's not because you buy a ticket to Bombay that you will go to Delhi. No. If you buy a ticket to Mumbai, you will go to Mumbai. If you buy a ticket to Delhi, you will fly to Delhi. It's not that, yes, this is all Bharatvarsha agreed, but still the places are different. And actually, one of the most important missions of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, is to make sure that everyone in the Western countries and in the whole world, actually, is liberated from the false conception of there is only one, where everything is one. When we actually, what prayers do we pray every day? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. And also, the other one, we pray to Srila Prabhupada, that he is also the one who has come to deliver us and to deliver everyone from Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, the very bad influence of this Mayavadi influence and voidism. And this is really in the line of the Acharyas, right from the beginning. There are so many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam dealing with this Brahmavadi matter and how to deal with it. It is also explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as we said, and Lord Chaitanya himself, right when he was a Grihastha, and he started to preach Krishna consciousness. Well, Lord Chaitanya started to preach Krishna consciousness from the very beginning by saying the holy name when he was just a baby. And the Matajis were so happy to have him to say, Haribol, Haribol, so that he would calm down. Still, Lord Chaitanya, when he was a Grihastha, he sent Tapan Mishra to Benares in order to establish, we can say, the first Hare Krishna temple at that time. And later, when Lord Chaitanya became a young sannyasi, he came to the very same house of Tapan Mishra in Benares to start to preach Krishna consciousness, starting with, first of all, cutting into pieces Mayavadi philosophy. And it started by actually, we can say, instructing the devotee who is going to become Sanatan Goswami, and then again by instructing the Mayavad philosophers in Benares. And later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, and he felt unconscious in the Lord Jagannath temple, and a great devotee at that time came, and this devotee is Savaboma Bhattacharya, who was certainly an authority in Vedic knowledge, but who understood, unfortunately, Vedic knowledge in the wrong way, in the Mayavadi system. And tricky Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken also sannyas in the Brahmavadi line. Why so? Because at that time, Brahmavadi line was supposed to be authoritative. Just like if you get a degree from Oxford here or from other high school in universities in Britain, you are considered to be an authority in your field of knowledge. It doesn't mean that you may follow afterwards all the teachings that you received from Oxford. So it's the same with Lord Chaitanya. He received the sannyas order from Mayavadi school, and then he, by this very fact, it could be possible for him to preach to a certain great authority, just like Savaboma Bhattacharya. The rest of the story is that Savaboma Bhattacharya gave an explanation for 8 days or more on the Brahma Sutra, and very humble and meek, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, listen to the explanation and being silent and attentively, actually. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him after some time, but Prabhu, don't you understand anything I said? And Lord Chaitanya replied, no. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had him repeat, you didn't understand? No. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was confused, just like Brahma. And then he understood that there are many other pastimes, but he understood that Lord Chaitanya is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he surrendered unto him. And so Lord Chaitanya therefore set the example how to preach to people in order to convert iron into gold and to destroy in the hearts of materialistic people the seed, the poison of Brahma, of Mayavad philosophy. So Krishna consciousness is an expansion in the on Bharatvarsha of the lotus flower of Sridharmayapur, right in India. And in Sridharmayapur, many, many years ago, Satchitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada saw that one day, Americans, Russian people, and Indian together would join and chant Hare Krishna everywhere. So now, this Sridharmayapur is definitely the heart of International Society from Krishna Consciousness, and from this art of International Society from Krishna Consciousness, voidism, Mayavadi's philosophy is destroyed, and the Hare Krishna mantra is expanding all over the world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no other way, no other way, no other way than chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in order to have some knowledge and to have some understanding about Krishna consciousness and to get some purification in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your tolerance. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions or answers if we have one or 2 minutes?